RPN, the Roddenberry Podcast Network.
Today's daily Star Trek news is supported by listeners like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/daily Star Trek news. Hello and welcome to your daily Star Trek news from the Roddenberry Podcast Network. I'm Allison Pitt, and today is Friday, August 14th, 2020. On today's show, Star Trek's Brent Spiner speaks to the Jewish Lads and Girls Brigade about Data's impact on the autistic community. Our sister podcast, Women at Warp, welcomes three new hosts to the crew, and I've got the answer to Tuesday's trivia question. All that and more coming up next. Star Trek The Next Generation and Picard cast member Brent Spiner sat down this week for a very special virtual interview with the Jewish Lads and Girls Brigade, a volunteer organization whose mission is to train and develop young people of the Jewish faith to reach their potential through active citizenship within both the Jewish and wider community, empowering them to become the future leaders of tomorrow. The JLBG is celebrating 125 years of service, and Spiner, who is Jewish, spoke with the JLBG volunteer, Samuel Guillory. Guillory is a youth leader with autism, who claims Brent Spiner as his personal hero. His questions for the actor centered around his performance as Lieutenant Commander Data, revealing a meaningful look at the impact of the character of Data in the autistic community. Between the writing on TNG and Brent Spiner's acting skills, the character of Data was slow to acclimate in social settings and had difficulty understanding emotion. Spiner was asked how it made him feel that Data became an inspiration for those with autism, struggling to fit in while developing their own social skills and emotions, much as his beloved character did. His response? He didn't know it was happening, at first. I had no idea while we were doing the series that the character was speaking to so many young people, he said, particularly people who were struggling with emotional expression. Spiner spoke of a surprise visit to his trailer on the set of The Next Generation from the late neurologist Dr. Oliver Sacks, which opened Spiner's eyes to the impact of the Data character in the autistic community. Calling Spiner the poster boy for his line of work, Sacks helped Spiner begin to see the social value of a character like Data. Over the years, Dr. Sacks wasn't the only person to approach the actor about the social effect Data would have. So many people have told me about the experiences that they had, Spiner said. I'm glad that I didn't know too much about it at the time, because I think I would have pushed the writers to address it more head-on, and it could have ruined the entire thing. I'm honored, really, to have been able to be there and help people and not even know about it. It was a lucky accident in the creation of the part. You can catch the full Brent Spiner interview with the Jewish Lads and Girls Brigade now on Twitter at JLBGHQ. And now, some exciting podcast news. Women at Warp, a Roddenberry Star Trek podcast, has announced the addition of three new hosts to their bi-weekly show. The new hosts will join the regular crew rotation and will grow both the show and the network with the vision of exploring intersectional diversity in infinite combinations. The three new hosts are Kennedy Allen, Sarah Goldie, and Aliza Pearl. The podcast released an episode on Monday called Women at Warp, The Next Generation, in which the three introduced themselves, spoke about their individual experiences in the Star Trek franchise, and of course, discussed their favorite women characters. Kennedy Allen, a Philadelphia native and seasoned panel host, said of the show, "I'm really proud to be a part of the next generation of Women at Warp. This is a show that is known for always pushing the envelope by tackling really important topics that you just don't hear discussed elsewhere in the world of Trek podcasts." Actor Aliza Pearl, known for her roles in The Improvised Generation and the new Klingon tabletop RPG show, Blood of the Void, echoed Allen's sentiment, saying, "Women at Warp has always been a place to deep dive into topics that interest Trekkies, through the lens of all women, trans men, and non-binary people. I can't wait to hear what our listeners think of the new conversations we're bringing forward. You can listen to Women at Warp, a Roddenberry Star Trek podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. Find out more about the fall schedule for the show, including episodes on Beverly Crusher, incarceration in Star Trek, and reviews of Lower Decks at womenatwarp.com. One parting thought. New host Sarah Goldie, editor-in-chief of the fanzine Star Trek Quarterly, has this to say. Intersectionality is what Star Trek stands for. The term may not have existed when the show was created, but the concept shaped every crew from 1966 to today. Everyone is welcome in Star Trek's intersectional vision of the future. I've got the answer to Tuesday's trivia here in just a moment, but first, a word from me. If you are looking for an easy way to make sure you don't miss any of the latest Star Trek news, then sign up for the Daily Star Trek Newsletter. We deliver headlines and the full stories straight to your inbox every weekday. You can click through to the stories online or share them with your friends with a minimum of effort. And signing up? That's easy too. Just head to dailystartreknews.com/contact to sign up. All you need is your email address, and we'll never sell it on to anyone else. Once again, that's dailystartreknews.com/contact. And a big thanks to you for supporting this show. And now, it's the answer to this week's Trek trivia. On Tuesday, I asked you, in the Star Trek The Original Series Season 2 episode, The Babel Conference, the eponymous conference was convened in order to discuss the entry of a new planet into the Federation. But what was the name of the planet they were considering admitting? The answer? Corridon. Corridon was a planet known for its rich dilithium resources, but poor defenses. While Orion's smugglers attempted to disrupt the Babel Conference by assassinating a Tellarite ambassador, eventually Ambassador Sarek would be credited with helping the conference come to an agreement, admitting Corridon into the Federation. For more Trek trivia, tune in next Tuesday. And there's just one last thing before I go. In case you weren't already aware, CBS has made the first episode of Star Trek Lower Decks free to watch on YouTube, Pluto TV, and CBS All Access. So if you want to see what the fuss is about, go and check it out. Then when you're done, if you want to take advantage of a month's free trial of CBS All Access, then just head to dailystartreknews.com/CBS All Access and sign up using the promo code PLAY. When you sign up that way, CBS helps us out with a small affiliate incentive. But hurry, the month's free trial offer ends this Sunday, August 16th. Once again, you can watch the first episode of Lower Decks for free on YouTube, Pluto TV, or CBS All Access. And if you want to take advantage of the month's free trial, just head to dailystartreknews.com/CBS All Access and use the promo code PLAY. Now through Sunday, August 16th. Well, that's it for today's Daily Star Trek News from the Roddenberry Podcast Network. Don't forget to check out the other great shows on the network at podcasts.roddenberry.com. Daily Star Trek News is produced by me, Allison Pitt, with selected stories by Chris Peterson. We're supported by people like you through Patreon. Find out how you can add your support at patreon.com/DailyStarTrekNews. Sign up for the Daily Star Trek newsletter at dailystartreknews.com/contact. Get all the day's Star Trek news delivered straight to your inbox every weekday morning. And if email's not your thing, then don't forget to follow Daily Star Trek News on social media. We're at Daily Trek News on Twitter and Instagram. I'm back on Monday with more of the Star Trek news you need to know. I'm Allison Pitt. Have a wonderful weekend. And live long and prosper.
Podcast.roddenberry.com. The Roddenberry Podcast Network.